This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Here's a fall forecast. You will be hearing more about legal fights over affirmative action. In Michigan, there's a referendum to ban consideration of race in university admissions and government hiring and contracting. And the U.S. Supreme Court is preparing to hear crucial cases on affirmative action as well. Joining us is Slate and Day-to-Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Dahlia, welcome back. And first, about this Michigan Civil Rights Initiative, why Michigan and what's the impetus for this ballot initiative?
Well, Alex, Michigan sort of became a flashpoint in the affirmative action wars in 2003 when the Supreme Court decided its last really major affirmative action case about the University of Michigan's admission policy. And you'll probably remember that was a pretty contentious decision. The Supreme Court ended up upholding the law school at the University of Michigan's policy. Its affirmative action policy used race as a factor, not a sort of rigid point system, but one of many factors in its admission decisions. The court struck down the undergraduate admissions policy, which used a very rigid sort of points or quota system in evaluating the place of race in making admission decisions. Sandra Day O'Connor, of course, tipped the balance, as she did so often. So now, literally the day after the Michigan decision came down from the Supreme Court, efforts were made to pass legislation that would get rid of affirmative action altogether in Michigan. And that led to this Michigan Civil Rights Initiative, which is on the ballot for November. This would bar the use of affirmative action in any government hiring, in government contracts, and in university admissions. It's modeled after similar initiatives that took place in California and Washington State.
So these are the people who are against affirmative action, are pushing this. But the polls we've seen so far suggest their arguments are not holding that much sway with Michigan voters.
That's right, Alex. Recent polls in Michigan are showing that about 41% of Michigan voters support this ban on affirmative action. About 43% oppose it. But, you know, as is always the case in these questions about affirmative action, everything sort of turns on how it's worded in the initiative. And that's obviously something of a fight. But really, so much depends on what language they use to describe what they're trying to do. And lest you think that the consequences aren't serious, California, who passed an initiative like this in 1996, is seeing real fallout. The UCLA freshman class this year has 96 black freshmen in entering class of 4,700. That's a 30-year low. So these initiatives, if they pass, have tremendous impact going down the line on student admissions.
What about these other cases before the Supreme Court? And now, as you mentioned earlier, Sandra Day O'Connor, the swing vote in this Michigan case, she's no longer on the court.
That's right. This is shaping up to be a big, big year for affirmative action, something we may have thought we'd laid to rest after the Michigan cases. But no, the court in December is going to hear two very, very critical affirmative action cases dealing with affirmative action in elementary education, not in universities. One comes out of Washington State. The other comes out of Kentucky. And these are different cases that were filed by white parents claiming that schools are using numerica quota systems to essentially maintain racial diversity in elementary schools. The parents say this is just flat-out discrimination under the Michigan cases, but both systems have been upheld by courts of appeals. Now, obviously, they're different. Again, it's elementary schools versus law school. These two cases are actually different from each other because Kentucky has a history of segregation. It says it's trying to remedy. Seattle, Washington has none. They say they're just trying to maintain diversity. But what is, of course, interesting about these two cases is that they will go on to impact literally possibly as many as 1,000 school districts nationwide who use race as a factor in trying to create diverse student bodies.
And where is the Bush administration in this case, Dahlia?
The administration filed its briefs in this case in late August, and essentially they joined the white parents, urging the court to strike down both these programs. They go so far as to say that the kind of discrimination that they're facing against white students is almost as bad as the kind of discrimination that the courts were trying to do away with in the Brown v. Board decision. So essentially what they're saying is discrimination is discrimination. It doesn't matter what you're trying to cure. You cannot discriminate in order to end discrimination. So strongly in favor of doing away with these programs.
Dahlia Lithwick, legal analyst for Day to Day and the online magazine Slate. We'll follow these cases with you, Dahlia. Thank you.
My pleasure, Alex.